What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Blockhash Exploring the Blockchain. Before we jump in, here's a quick message from our sponsors, Pika Crypto and BNFT. Pika is revolutionizing the intersection of NFTs and gaming through their Pika trading card game, Elders of Kai. The TCG will be both digital, physical.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Web3 integrated, allowing gamers to play and compete in various formats. Whether you're a newbie or a pro gamer, there's a spot for you in Pika's ecosystem. So learn more about Pika and Elders of Kai on their website and social media pages. Join the Pika community on Telegram to keep up with the latest developments. BNFT is a groundbreaking platform that combines the unstoppable force of blockchain technology and the limitless potential of artificial intelligence, AI, to revolutionize personalized learning and earning experiences. BNFT leverages AI to create immersive educational environments for collaboration and utilizes DeFi to transcend traditional e-learning experiences. You can also earn exclusive certificates and showcase your achievements with unique NFTs. Learn more by going to bnft.solutions and their social media channels. All links are in the description below. Enjoy the episode, guys. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Blockhash Exploring the Blockchain, episode 345. Today, I have Zurab, one of the co-founders for xDAO, here on the show to talk about what they are working on. Zurab, welcome to the show, man.
Hello, Brandon. All, thanks for invitation.
Absolutely. You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on. A lot I want to discuss with you today. Before we do, dive into the nitty gritty, tell me a little bit more about yourself. I'm sure a lot of people will be curious as to who you are, what you've done in the past. Do you have a prior history within the blockchain space, or did you do something before?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Zurab. I'm Chief Administrative Officer and co-founder at xDAO. And I have 2 degrees in international relations and international business. However, all my career, I was in public administration. So finally now I'm in blockchain. So since my youth, I was interested in technologies and IT, and I tried to be up to date on all the news and technologies. I learned about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and blockchain pretty early. However, I didn't pay a lot of attention to this as a lot of other people, I suppose, in the world. Yeah. But then, step by step, I started to understand better how it works. And so I was involved in blockchain in this Web3 space due to my partner and our CEO. I have been business partner and our CEO, Vlad. So we started trading together. We started studying blockchain, DeFi protocols, decentralized exchanges, lending protocols, and so on. We started generating the first income. Then we raised a little bit more funds, and so we launched a kind of family fund. Yeah, and when we were doing all this, we discovered the concept of DAO. It was around 2017 when everyone was in crypto fever. You remember. We also decided to do something in this, but when we were trying using existing projects on the market, we clearly understood that they were very inconvenient and too primitive for us. And that's how the idea of creating our own product appeared. We started working on the white paper, and finally, in 1 year, we raised our first pre-seed investment. It was late 2020, and I finished my previous work. And from 2021, I am fully dedicated to the product. So we found very good team members at the time and started building our product, our XDAO. So that's how I got involved in crypto, in blockchain, and how I became a crypto entrepreneur.
Very cool. I love the backstory. Crypto is a very diverse space. Was there anything in particular that maybe made you really excited about being a part of the space? Was it DeFi and DeFi protocols in particular? Was it DAOs? Was it smart contracts, or was it something else?
Yes. So that was DAOs and DeFi, because it goes very close. So we understood that the DAO is the future, because people will have to manage their crypto assets together with their partners, with other members of their organizations. And DAO was a perfect mechanism how to work together. And so that's why we decided to build a DAO framework, a DAO ecosystem.
Very cool. So what is XDAO exactly? What is your guys' mission that you're trying to accomplish here with creating XDAO? Mm-hmm.
We started building our MVP in 2021, and we launched it in 3 months, in April 2021, on Binance Smart Chain and on Polygon. Received grants from their teams, grants for development. And I will disclose you a small secret about XDAO. So the first name of our project was SmartBoard, but then we understood that it should be something more clear for the audience. And so we brainstormed and decided to give a new name to our product, XDAO. Yeah. And after the launch of our MVP, in a few weeks, we got 3,000 subscribers in our social media without any marketing efforts, and we started to receive a lot of feedback from them, because feedback is always a very important part of the development, and we understood that our product should be more flexible and more functional. And in July, we started building the second version of XDAO from the scratch. Finally, we launched it in November 2021. It was a multi-chain solution. It was as easy as a multi-sig solution, but much more advanced. And today, we already support more than 30 Ethereum-compatible blockchains. We have a big community. We have more than 25,000 organizations built on our platform. More than $50 million US dollars was raised through XDAO, and so XDAO essentially is a factory of smart contracts, and everyone can go to XDAO, to XDAO platform, and just in few clicks create their own organization, digital organization. I mean, just by filling in a small questionnaire, and then by paying a gas, you get your own DAO. And after that, when you deploy your own smart contracts, no one has access to it. Even the XDAO team has no any access to your smart contracts, only partners that were added by you and their wallets. Yeah. After creating, you get your DAO's personal wallet that can receive any kind of crypto assets on the balance supported by the blockchain and decide what to do with them, how to manage them. Yeah. XDAO has two types of tokens, governance tokens that are responsible for decision making, and liquidity tokens for investors. So liquidity tokens can be sold, and through these mechanics, you can raise money to your DAO and then distribute dividends. Also, we have a very flexible modular architecture that allows to connect additional plugins to your DAO and to extend the functionality of your organization, for example, by paying salaries, by distributing dividends, by launching crowdfunding campaigns, by signing legal documents, and so on. Some of our customers, they create their own modules and connect them to their DAOs, smart contracts. Yeah. In a nutshell, XDAO is very powerful financial tool for joint crypto management.
Very cool. So essentially, you guys allow people to create their own DAO through
XDAO without any coding skills. So if you don't have coding skills, all you need is just to know how to use MetaMask or any other Ethereum compatible Web3 wallet to have gas on your balance. Yeah, and you can choose any of blockchains, Ethereum blockchains, and to create a DAO just in a few clicks.
That's very cool. Is this tailored to the ordinary user or creator out there, or is this like tailored towards businesses and projects and protocols or enterprises? Like who do you want this to be for ideally? Because I feel like this could be applied in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of use cases on our platform. And of course, it was designed just for ordinary users. Yeah, so you don't have to create anything by yourself. You can just go and use our constructor. So if you want how Web3 works, you can work with XDAO as well. The most popular use cases on our platform are crowdfunding and multi-sig solution. Yeah. We also have some specific use cases like real estate projects, art, healthcare, and so on. So it depends just on your idea and how you want to build your business in crypto.
That's really nice. So like for the podcast, if I wanted to create a DAO, I don't know what I do with a DAO for a podcast. Maybe like have some kind of like contribution token or something for people that listen to episodes, or maybe something charitable to give to a charity. I feel like, tons of use cases. This could be applied in many scenarios.
Definitely.
In terms of like collaborations, you talked about use cases, like who have you worked with so far? Have you guys put together any really cool products that have been developed through XDAO by creating DAOs? Talk a little bit about some of the projects that you've seen go on with XDAO.
Mm-hmm. The most popular use case, as I said, is a crowdfunding feature of XDAO. Mm-hmm. When investment clubs, they just launch their DAO as a kind of SPV, and they raise money from their communities, then invest them in other projects. This is the most popular. Yeah, but we also have our long-term partner, Parki Ubud. This is our co-living and co-working space in Bali, Indonesia. So they build the entire ecosystem and they manage it through XDAO. There are some communities that are managed through XDAO, through our off-chain routings. Yeah, there are guys from Chile who build the healthcare projects. Yeah, we have, as I said, we have over 25,000 organizations that are already created A lot of them are anonymous, and we don't know what they're doing. So this is the Web3 world, the crypto space. It's open for everyone. But of course, we have a lot of partners from friends, from DeFi, from GameFi, and from other crypto spaces.
Very nice. You might have already answered this earlier, but what blockchains can you build a DAO on top of? Is it just on Ethereum, or can you do it on Solana or Cardano, or like what are the options for people and some of the benefits of maybe doing it on different blockchains?
So at the moment, we support only Ethereum compatible blockchains like Ethereum,
Okay.
BNB Chain, Polygon, Aster, Arbitrum, Optimism, and so on, over 30 blockchains. But in the future, in our roadmap, we want to add more blockchains. However, it will be maybe a new product, more professional one. It's a kind of self-custody. Our users will have the single wallet address for all EVM compatible blockchains. They will also have an ability to manage their funds on Solana, on Near, on Cardano, as you mentioned. It will be a kind of cross-chain solution, of course. So we are moving step by step, and so we have the next project in our ecosystem. We just announced it a few days ago. It is a marketplace for DAO tokens. It's called DexDAO, and currently we're fully focused on it. It will be launched in September this year.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that. What's that going to kind of comprise once it comes out?
As I said, DexDAO is an invite-only marketplace for DAO tokens, and everyone who has a DAO on XDAO, they can list their liquidity tokens on DexDAO just in a few clicks. We use the technology of Uniswap. They're original smart contracts and limit orders from 1 inch as well. And the idea is to create a new govern to earn system. So DexDAO is the product with the fair distribution of the profit between all stakeholders. There are four groups of stakeholders: a DAO issued a token, token holders that bought the token on the exchange, and our partners who invited traders to the platform. And the treasury of DexDAO for development and for the security of the platform. So the average commission fee on DexDAO will be 1.5%, and this 1.5% they will be distributed in four parts for 25% for each. Also, DexDAO has an anti-scam protection that prevents from issuing unsecured tokens and selling them by DAO in a pool, in liquidity pool, or from getting the liquidity from the pool. In both cases, the traders will see a warning that during the 30 days that the structure of a pool will be changed in 30 days. Also, we are providing with a special mechanism of raising funds for the liquidity. We call it launch space, and it will work on the model of Dutch auction. During 3 days, a DAO will be able to raise funds from their community. And after that, 100% of this raised fund, they will be invested in the pool on Uniswap, and the trading will start. On top of that, I mentioned about guarantee earn system. These tokens, they can be used as governance tokens for this DAO. And so the difference of the average on the of the regular tokens on Uniswap or other decentralized exchanges is that all these tokens, they are backed by a DAO. And when you want to buy this token, you can go and see how this DAO works, who are the members of the DAO, how it's governed, and so on. So it's a fully secure mechanism, fully protected.
Very cool. You mentioned the process for setting up a DAO is you make it very easy and simple for people to do. No one needs to know how to code or be a developer, super straightforward. So I imagine you guys have like a template for this that most people can just replicate when they create a DAO. Have you guys gone through like an audit process with a third party auditor just to make sure the code is safe and secure? Or do you recommend that people do that outside after they create their DAO?
Yeah, sure. We passed two audits. From Pessimistic and Hacken, and both times we were assessed at the top mark, yeah. So no one vulnerability was found, and all our smart contracts they audited. So the DexDAO product of XDAO ecosystem will be also audited. Of course, so we pay a lot of attention to the security of funds of our customers.
Very nice. I want to ask you a high level question too about DAOs generally within the Web3 space. So we all know that DAOs are like one of the very first use cases of blockchain and smart contracts all the way back, dating back to the Ethereum DAO, the infamous one that got hacked, to now, you know, obviously being very different than it was years ago and now being something that's emerging in the space and becoming much more popular, and everyone is looking to DAOs for creating new solutions, decentralized organizations, for web businesses, for charities, for creators and influencers, music and entertainment, you name it. Where do you think DAOs are going in the future? What do you think that their main purpose will be over the next few years as blockchain continues to develop out?
So today we are at the stage of the third generation of DAOs. Yeah, they are fully concentrated on two things, on community management and on the funds. Yeah, so in the future, I suppose that the DAOs should become cross-chain and to combine different features. Also, the DAOs, they will be more connected with real world. So it will be not just a question of decentralized finance and of Web3 world. We see that every year some new jurisdictions in the world, they recognize DAO as an official kind of official legal entity. Yeah, that means that very soon we'll see as a lot of companies from traditional business, they will go to DAO sector. They will work with crypto. They will accept crypto. They will pay taxes officially, not only in the USA, yeah, but in Marshall Islands, in Singapore, in Dubai, in Switzerland, and so on. These jurisdictions, these places, these countries, they are becoming more and more attractive for entrepreneurs who work with digital assets or who want to work with them. Yeah. So this is my idea that more and more countries will recognize DAO as an official kind of legal entity. So this is our future. This is the fourth generation of DAOs. DAOs with legal framework. We are also working on this. We want to give an opportunity to our DAOs to sign document officially and to give them an official power to these documents.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. I do think DAOs will eventually evolve to be classified as legal entities at some point because they function in a very similar way, just without having like any direct ownership in most cases where you have a single person or a single group completely managing or directing a DAO. It's almost like a trust in a lot of ways. Like there's a lot of similarities there in some of those components. I think it'll be very interesting to see in which countries and jurisdictions that they legalize DAOs as legal entities. Because I think that they will represent businesses at some point.
Yes, sure, definitely. So, because as the digital assets are recognized, so in different places of the world, there is so the corporation they need a way how to work with the crypto assets, how to protect their assets, and so only a multi-sig solutions can help with this. And this is a kind of DAO. So even if they don't want to work with their communities, yeah, they're closed corporations. Yeah, so they need their internal DAOs to work with their funds.
So what's next for you guys with XDAO? What's on your roadmap, going into the rest of 2023 into early next year? Do you guys have any thing planned that you want to roll out? Anything on your roadmap that you want people to be aware of?
Yeah, sure. So in this year, in 2023, so we're still developing our platform, our XDAO. We're creating more modules. We're creating a legal module for our DAOs. 1 month ago, we released a new third version of XDAO with fully new interface. We implemented the subscriptions to our platform and premium features as well. Also, currently, we are developing DexDAO. It will be released in September, and we also focused on this event. So we want to have a great launch of the product because it can change the paradigm of working in the Web3 space of trading, of governance, of community governance, and so on. And in the end of the year, we're planning to start working on a new product. I already mentioned it. It will be a cross-chain solution integrated with centralized exchange. It will be more professional for corporate players. Yeah, and of course, a lot of ideas because DAO is a very, very flexible thing, and as much as you can imagine, you can do in a business in the real world, you can do the same with the DAO. And we receive a lot of requests from our users what they want to see on our platform, in our ecosystem, and of course, we want to satisfy the most popular request from them.
Gotcha. It sounds like you guys got some really cool stuff coming up on your timeline, and I love what you guys are doing. I think that it's really important to have a solution like this for people because it's always been kind of off-putting because it's difficult to create a DAO because people don't know how to do it. Like, it's not as even tokens are simple to create these days, whether it's an NFT or an ERC-20 token, whatever it may be. But DAOs have always been a little bit more obscure, I think, for people. So I think having an option like this where you've made it so easy and accessible for people will help lead to maybe a boom and a rally in interest for building out DAOs and creating really cool use cases. So I commend you for working on it. And I think it's what you guys are doing is awesome.
Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for your kind words. Of course, DAO has really big future, and we should make it them accessible to all people, not only from Web3 space. We should work more on attracting users from Web2 as well, and to build really clear and convenient bridges for them. To add more opportunities to pay with fiat, with cards, to find the ways how to explain how to work with Web3 wallets. how to protect their security, because you know, in Web3 world, you are the only who is responsible for your funds. Yeah, and the people from Web2 world, they know that even they lose their password, they can just send a request to Google and to recover it. Yeah, so in Web3 world, it doesn't work, and so everyone now wants to attract more users to Web3 space and to make it more accessible for the people. And DAOs is one of these areas where we work. Yeah. And DAOs as an analog of legal entity also should follow the time, follow the our digital era.
I agree 100%. Where can people go if they want to, create their own DAO, if they want to learn more about what you guys are doing, if they want to go through the process and they want to create one, or they want to understand, you know, the importance of DAOs? Where would you direct them? Just to the website, or do you have other material?
Yeah, of course, we have our academy with all instructions and guidance from setting up MetaMask and how to buy initially coins and other tokens on centralized exchange. So we have all the instructions in our academy. Just visit our website, xdao.app. Also, a few days ago, we released our ChatGPT support, which works 24 hours. And if you have any question, you can just ask our bot about it and to get the answer.
Very nice. Can you ask ChatGPT to build a DAO for you yet?
Well, not yet, because it's not secure, but you can ask how to do this on XDAO.
Very cool. Now, I think that'd be a really, really neat at some point if you could have like an AI integration and you could just be like, build me a DAO. Here's the tokenomics. Here's what we want to do. Here are the members. That'd be pretty sweet. I imagine that'll come at some point.
Yeah, sure. But it depends not only on XDAO.
Absolutely. Zurab, thank you for taking the time today. Really appreciate it. Very informative. Learned quite a bit about what you can do with DAOs, as well as the fact that you can create them so seamlessly and so easily. Again, love what you're doing. Keep up the good work, man.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having me.